Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glassblowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts of art by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
If they're listening, they'll
That's
be
like, a place. That's a real place.
You're from Dallas, Faker?
And Owen Zerba.
Arlen, Texas.
But you better say Seattle and San Diego, because I got family here. You're going to get upset.
Okay, getting close, everybody. Okay, 10 hut. Thank you so much, Robin. And ahoy, jazz fans. It's Fleet Week in the Northwest with Seafair in full effect. The Blue Angels are going to be in town. The big hydro races are this weekend, and we're celebrating with a live studio session from the Navy Band Northwest Jazz Combo. This is the Brass Band. In the studios live on 88.5 today, we have musician third class Michael Brahm out of Houston, Texas on trumpet. Musician second class Jared Brannon out of Sandpoint, Idaho on tenor sax. Musician first class Michael Donaldson and musician second class Ben Foder out of Emory, Texas, and Fallins Beaver, West Virginia, on trombones. Senior chief musician Danny McGowan out of San Diego and Seattle drumming. And on baritone sax out of Poughkeepsie, New York, the unit leader of the brass band, musician second class Owen Zerba, the director of the Navy Band Northwest out of Phoenix, Arizona, Lieutenant Bruce Mansfield. We're going to talk to Bruce in just a little bit. Right now, please welcome the brass band from the Navy.
Thank you.
Right on. It's the brass band from the Navy Band Northwest Jazz Combo live on 88.5. We've got a bunch of events for the band. They're going to play all week between 9 and 4, Thursday through Sunday, I should say. Thursday through Sunday at Pier 66. And we're going to talk to Lieutenant Bruce Mansfield, who is the director of the Navy Band Northwest. And Bruce, tell us about what goes on for the bands for Seafair this year.
Well, this is going to be a great Seafair. It's a little warm this year, so I encourage you to come on out to the waterfront. Tours start on Thursday. We've got a bunch of ships in town, and this group, the brass band, will be down on the waterfront playing at various times from 9 to 4 o'clock. And then in Genesee Park, starting for Seafair weekend, when the Blue Angels are out there, our rock band will be on the stage performing. There's various other groups that will be in small venues throughout the week. So if you want to come down and see some sailors, see some ships, please come on down to the waterfront and listen to the brass band.
Right on. And the USS Anchorage is in town down at Pier 90. That's a good boat to check out, too.
Oh, that'd be great. Ship tours are at Pier 90 and Pier 66. So come on out and join us. Bring some sunscreen.
And Lieutenant Mansfield, how much input do you have on choosing songs for the band?
Almost none. I choose the musicians that go into the group and then trust the talents and experience of those in the group. So this group is run by MU2 Owen Zerba. He's got a great background in jazz, and we were on a tour in, Utah. And he went, you know what, I bet I could put a group like this together. Came back, and 10 days later, we had this group.
Fantastic. Oh, and let's bring you up to the microphone and tell us a little bit about the music that you choose for this band. Where does the set list come from for you?
Well, set list. It's pretty much choosed between all of us. I mean, we all kind of throw out tunes like, hey, you want to play this one? You want to play this one? We're like, okay. We listen to, stuff by Dirty Dozen Brass Band. I think that's the one we just played was Sweet Dreams by the Dirty Dozen, right? Oh, Soul Rebels, my bad. See, there's so many brass bands. But, it was a great version. We kind of tweaked it to kind of suit our repertoire and our needs. We got more songs in the bag, but generally we all just pick and choose.
Excellent. Now, this is a military band. You guys are in the military. You go through boot camp. That is no joke. This is not cosplay. So when you're going through boot camp, do you find that drill sergeants are big jazz fans? How does that work?
I remember my RDC is what they call recruit division commander.
Ah, there you go.
And those are our drill sergeants, so to speak. But I remember my chief, she was really into the Rocky soundtrack. She put it on when we PT. That's mm-hmm. Exercise for you civilians.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think any of my other RDCs like jazz.
And Lieutenant Mansfield was telling us that you put this band together. What was the impetus for forming a brass band?
Trying to make it work with Barry Sachs playing bass. Normally it's a sousaphone that gets to play bass, and it's a much cooler sound, much more full, and they generally have a lot more air than I do, despite the size and cumbersome instruments that we play. But we had what we had, and we just tried to make it work, and hopefully it sounds pretty cool.
Now, not all baritone sax players are using a pedal board to run their sax through. When did you start using effects on your sax?
When I kind of started playing with the group and I realized that Barry doesn't quite work for some of the funkier stuff we wanted to do, and it just adds a little bit more stank, for lack of a better word, to some of the things. And then, I was always envious of my bass and guitar players that have all these cool pedals and have all these sounds, and I'm just stuck there with my reed and trying to make it sound cool. Barry has a couple effects, but it tends to get stale after a while, so we try to make something unique.
All right, let's get another unique piece of brass band jazz in here. It's the Navy Band Brass Band live on 88.5 KNKX. We'll be right back. The brass band from the Navy Band Northwest Jazz Combo live on 88.5 KNKX. That's Michael Brame on trumpet, Jared Brannon on tenor sax, Michael Donaldson and Ben Fodor at the trombones, Danny McGowan drumming, and Owen Zerba on the baritone saxophone. He is the unit leader of the brass band. And you can find the band working Thursday through Sunday between 9 and 4 down at Pier 66. So get on down by the water where it's cooler, even cooler when these guys are playing nearby. Owen, I wanted to talk a little bit about the musical training you need to get into the Navy band. I know there's an audition process to get in. What kind of assumed jazz knowledge is required?
Well, there's no jazz knowledge required, but it certainly does help because you, as a Navy musician, are forced to be versatile. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are a very tight-knit unit. There's not a lot of MUs out there. So we have to do everything from wind ensemble repertoire to classical chamber music to sax quartet. Me and Jared were in the sax quartet last year. Brass band, as you see, obviously ceremonial band. We do a lot of those gigs. We run the gamut, so it helps to be versatile. As far as training, most of us nowadays, since it's very competitive, we all come in with usually bachelor's degrees. Pretty much everyone here has a bachelor's or master's degree. Myself, I have a master's from SUNY Purchase in New York. That's where I'm from, is New York. So that was cool to study with those guys out there.
And Jared, I wanted to, you're our one returning member from last time the Navy band came through. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about changing roles in the jazz band and playing different kinds of stuff with the group.
Sure, yeah. So that's kind of one of the really fun challenges of being a Navy musician is, like Owen was saying, we play in so many different groups, types of groups, so many different styles of music. So we're required to be flexible. And I kind of started off as more of a classical saxophonist. Uh-huh. I always kind of studied jazz. I've always enjoyed jazz, but classical was kind of my bag of tricks. So it's been really fun to get to be in this group and to get to play with these amazing musicians. I mean, they're fantastic. And we all kind of help each other out and kind of help fill in each other's weak spots, and it works out great.
Excellent. Michael, I'll bring you up to the microphone and give you a question that you weren't expecting. tell us a little bit about the practice schedule that the band goes through. And are you working on arrangements and songs, or is there time for jamming and improvisation work too?
So most of the improvisation and the jamming work is sort of expected to be done on your own time. The rehearsal time is pretty limited as far as it goes at the workplace. Mm-hmm. So what we try to do in the workplace is try to truncate how much we're spending time rehearsing for the necessity of keeping the band running. We don't have anybody doing our administrative work for us. We don't have anybody scheduling our gigs. We all have to do all that stuff on our own. So everybody has a job to do in the band. And so the less time you spend rehearsing, unfortunately, the more time you could be successful just as an entire band. So some days we'll come in and we'll play just for 2 hours, and that might be the only rehearsal we have all week. Mm-hmm. And we'll go through a couple of songs that we wanted to do, and we'll talk about how we want to do them. Maybe we'll use like the Soul Rebels Sweet Dreams arrangement, and we tweaked it a little bit. And we've done that basically with everything we play. We've tweaked it to suit our needs, and that's basically what we're using the rehearsal time for, just to make sure, okay, what are we going to play, and how are we going to do it with who we have?
Outstanding. Well, let me say I'm impressed with the improvisational skills, so there must be a lot of after-hours work going on with these guys. And let's hear another song from the brass band at the Navy Congo. Let's crank it up. Full blast on 88.5 KNKX. We'll be right back. Trombone Shorty would be proud of that one. Navy Band Northwest, the brass band from the Navy Band Northwest. You can find them down at Pier 66 Thursday through Sunday for the Fleet Week vacation. They'll be performing between 9 and 4 on those days. And, hey, it's Fleet Week. We've got time for one more song because I said so. I'm looking forward to this one. We've got some tricks up our sleeves and up our bell bottoms with the Navy Band brass group. Let's play one more for the road, fellas. We'll be right back. The Brass Band from the Navy Band Northwest, live on 88.5 KNKX. That was outstanding, fellas. Thank you so much. You can check out the Brass Band playing down at Pier 66 between 9 and 4 Thursday through the weekend, through Sunday. Big thanks to Michael Brame on trumpet, Jared Brandon on tenor sax, Michael Donaldson and Ben Foder at the trombones, Danny McGowan playing drums, and the unit leader, Owen Zerba, on baritone saxophone. Of course, thanks to Lieutenant Bruce Manfield, the director of the Navy Band Northwest. And check these guys out on Facebook. You can learn more about their upcoming shows and how you can be a part of this fantastic outfit. Thanks again, fellas. That was swell. Thanks to all the members of our leadership circle. Your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners make these performances possible. You can check out the archives at knkx.org. I'd also like to thank our studio session sponsors, the Shack Arts Center. Thanks to John Kessler for the audio production. And with that, we'll send it back to Robin Lloyd with Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.